Teachers from around South Dakota are collaborating to find new ways to engage students in problem solving. A conference on technology and innovation in education wrapped up this week. One session focused on helping students break into a box by thinking outside of it. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports.
34th Street.
Teachers huddle in four different groups around a conference room. Each cluster tries to find the right combination to open a lock and discover what's inside a container or bag.
When it's just an O like that, then it is capitalized.
That looks weird. Okay, the next clue can be found in Matched by Ellie Condy on page 143.
One group works through English and language arts questions to discover the numbers they need. Mini candy bars for all. Scott Georgeson smiles at the victory.
Well, immediately when I got over here, like, my heart started pounding faster because I was like, oh, I got to figure this out. I want to be the first one done. I looked around. Everyone else is competing for the, you know, so that emotion never goes away.
Georgeson teaches at a multi-level private school in Sioux Falls. He says he sees how breaking into a box can be an effective teaching tool.
When you look at a worksheet, you know, a four-page worksheet maybe even, a stack of worksheets, you're going to look at the whole thing and say, oh, I have to do all this work. But when you're seeing it step by step, you're just focused in the moment on what's coming next. And I think that's really, really intriguing for kids.
That's the point, to inspire creativity and critical thinking through student-led motivation. Presenter Carla Didi is a middle school math teacher in Harrisburg. She says educators in all subjects can incorporate lockbox-type initiatives.
Kindergarten, they had to count socks and sort them, and that became the code. Science, they had to first do a little hangman quiz thing about the states of matter, and then they got the final clue that was a code. Math, if you didn't see them up here, had UV flashlights.
Didi says it's possible to integrate content standards while infusing the classroom with fun. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.